Welcome to your GCSE Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics on the paper, geometry and measures. Whether you're aiming for a grade 4 or pushing for a grade 9, this episode will give you the tools, the tricks, and the exam confidence you need. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Geometry and measures is one of the largest topic areas in GCSE Maths. It covers everything from basic angle rules and properties of shapes, all the way through to Pythagoras' theorem, trigonometry, circle theorems, and calculating areas and volumes of complex 3D shapes. It also includes transformations, vectors, and the use of similarity and congruence. Examiners love this topic because it rewards students who can combine multiple skills in a single question. So understanding the connections between concepts is just as important as knowing the individual rules. Let's start with angles. The foundation of all geometry is understanding how angles behave. There are five key angle facts you absolutely must know. First, angles on a straight line add up to 180 degrees. Second, angles around a point add up to 360 degrees. Third, vertically opposite angles are equal. These are the angles formed when two straight lines cross. Fourth, angles in a triangle sum to 180 degrees. And fifth, angles in a quadrilateral sum to 360 degrees. Now, when you have parallel lines cut by a transversal, that's a line crossing both parallel lines, three more rules come into play. Alternate angles are equal. You can spot these because they form a Z shape between the parallel lines. Corresponding angles are equal. These form an F shape. And co-interior angles, which form a C shape, add up to 180 degrees. Here's a memory trick. Z for zebra, F for friendly, C for co-interior adds to a century, that's 180. Say it with me. Zebra, friendly, century. That'll stick. Moving on to polygons. For any polygon, the sum of interior angles can be found using the formula. Sum equals 180 times n minus 2, where n is the number of sides. So a pentagon has 5 sides, giving us 180 times 3, which equals 540 degrees. For a regular polygon, each interior angle is just that total divided by the number of sides. And here's a fact that catches many candidates out. The exterior angles of any polygon always add up to 360 degrees, no matter how many sides it has. Now let's talk about Pythagoras' theorem, probably the most famous formula in all of GCSE maths. For a right-angled triangle, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, where c is always the hypotenuse, the longest side opposite the right angle. Candidates often lose marks by forgetting to square root at the end. The formula gives you c squared, not c itself. Always check, have I found the length or just the length squared? Closely linked to Pythagoras is trigonometry. The three trigonometric ratios are sine, cosine, and tangent. The classic memory hook is SOH, CAH, TOA. Sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. Cosine equals adjacent over hypotenuse. Tangent equals opposite over adjacent. When you're using trig, the first step is always to label your triangle. Identify the hypotenuse, the opposite side relative to your angle, and the adjacent side. Then choose the correct ratio. This is where marks are lost, choosing the wrong ratio because the triangle wasn't labeled carefully. For higher tier students, you also need the sine rule and the cosine rule for non-right angled triangles. The sine rule states, A over sine A equals B over sine B equals C over sine C. Use this when you know two angles and a side or two sides and a non-included angle. The cosine rule states, A squared equals B squared plus C squared minus 2BC cosine A. Use this when you know two sides and the included angle, or all three sides and need to find an angle. Now let's move to circles. The key measurements are circumference and area. Circumference equals pi times diameter, or equivalently 2 pi r. Area equals pi r squared. These are often given on the formula sheet, but knowing them by heart saves you time. For arc length and sector area, you scale these formulas by the fraction of the full circle. Arc length equals theta over 360 times 2 pi r, and sector area equals theta over 360 times pi r squared, where theta is the angle at the center in degrees. Circle theorems are higher tier content and are worth spending serious revision time on. There are 8 key theorems. The angle at the center is twice the angle at the circumference when subtended by the same arc. Angles in the same segment are equal. The angle in a semicircle is always 90 degrees. Opposite angles in a cyclic quadrilateral add up to 180 degrees. The tangent to a circle is perpendicular to the radius at the point of contact. Tangents from an external point are equal in length. The alternate segment theorem states that the angle between a tangent and a chord equals the angle in the alternate segment. And finally, the perpendicular from the center to a chord bisects the chord. When answering circle theorem questions, you must always state the theorem you are using. Examiners award a mark specifically for the correct geometric reason, not just the correct angle. Writing because it's a circle will not earn that mark. Let's talk about area and volume. For 2D shapes, rectangle area is length times width. Triangle area is half base times height. Parallelogram area is base times height. Trapezium area is half times the sum of the parallel sides times the height. Circle area is pi r squared. For 3D shapes, volume of a cuboid is length times width times height. Volume of a prism is cross-sectional area times length. Volume of a cylinder is pi r squared times h. Volume of a cone is 1/3 pi r squared h. Volume of a sphere is 4/3 pi r cubed. Surface area questions require you to identify every face and calculate each one separately. Candidates regularly miss faces, especially on composite shapes. Transformations are another key area. There are 4 types: translation, rotation, reflection, and enlargement. For a translation, you describe it using a column vector. For a rotation, you must state the center, the angle, and the direction, clockwise or anti-clockwise. For a reflection, state the mirror line equation. For an enlargement, state the center of enlargement and the scale factor. Higher tier also includes fractional and negative scale factors. Similarity and congruence are often tested together. 2 shapes are congruent if they are identical in size and shape. 2 shapes are similar if one is an enlargement of the other. For similar shapes, if the linear scale factor is k, then area scale by k squared and volume scale by k cubed. This is a higher tier concept that appears regularly in 5 and 6 mark questions. Now, let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. The number one mistake in geometry questions is not showing geometric reasoning. If a question asks you to show that or prove that an angle is a certain value, you must write a reason for every step. Simply writing the numbers is not enough. Examiners are specifically looking for the geometric justification. The second big mistake is misidentifying the hypotenuse in Pythagoras or trig questions. Always mark the right angle first, then identify the hypotenuse as the side directly opposite it. Third, in volume and surface area questions, candidates often confuse the two. Volume is the space inside, measured in cubic units. Surface area is the total area of all outer faces, measured in square units. Read the question carefully. Fourth, when using the sine or cosine rule, make sure your calculator is in degree mode, not radian mode. This is an easy mark to throw away. Fifth, for transformations, incomplete descriptions lose marks. A rotation described without a center or an enlargement without a center of enlargement will not earn full marks. Sixth, in circle theorem questions, always give the theorem name or a clear description of the rule. Angles in the same segment is enough. Because of the circle rule is not. Now for our quick fire recall quiz, pause after each question and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for the area of a trapezium? The answer is half times the sum of the parallel sides times the height equals half a plus b times h. Question 2. What does SOH tea toa stand for? Sine equals opposite over hypotenuse. Cosine equals adjacent over hypotenuse. Tangent equals opposite over adjacent. Question 3. What is the sum of interior angles in a hexagon? A hexagon has 6 sides, so we calculate 180 times 6 minus 2, which gives 180 times 4 equals 720 degrees. Question 4. State the circle theorem about the angle in a semicircle. The angle in a semicircle is always 90 degrees. Question 5. If 2 similar shapes have a linear scale factor of 3, what is the ratio of their volumes? The volume scale factor is 3 cubed, which equals 27. So the volumes are in the ratio 1 to 27. How did you do? If any of those caught you out, go back and review that section. Those are exactly the kinds of questions that appear in the exam. Let's wrap up with your key takeaways. 1. Know your angle rules cold, straight line, point, triangle, quadrilateral, and parallel lines. 2. Pythagoras gives you c squared, so always square root your answer to find the length. 3. Label your triangle before using SOH, TAH, TUA, hypotenuse, opposite, adjacent. 4. For circle theorems, always state the theorem name to earn the reasoning mark. 5. Area and volume formulas. Know which are on the formula sheet and which you must memorize. 6. For transformations, give complete descriptions, center, angle, direction, or scale factor as appropriate. 7. Similar shapes scale by k for length, k squared for area, and k cubed for volume. Geometry measures rewards careful, methodical working. Show every step, give every reason, and check your units. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. I'll see you in the next episode.